halakha from the laws of Hazara. So we learned already in Shulchan Aruch that on Shabbat, in order to return something that is liquid onto a fire, that means it was taken off and you want to return it. So you need conditions to make that permissible. Those conditions are called Tana'e Hazara. The first Tana'e of Hazara is that the heating element must be what's called in Halakha Garuf Vikatum. For our practical purposes, that would mean that the stove top needs to be covered. Covered meaning what we call a blech. That would make it garuf, or would make it katum. The second thing is that when one took it off, he had not put it down yet. As an example, he still held it in his hand. Or even Acham Ben Sion said if you put it down on the counter, but as long as you put a towel on the counter, so it's not considered putting it down, that would be permissible as well. That's the second condition. And by liquid, which we're talking about today, the third condition is it has to be hot. Because if it cools down and you're going to put it back, you're recooking it again. And we hold, yesh bishu lahar bishun bilah. The question is, how hot does it have to be? La halakha, the poskim are mahmir on this, that it has to be very hot. The shi'ud of 80 degrees Celsius, which is about 176 degrees Fahrenheit. That's the way Acham David comes out in his Nusefet and Shin Yutchet. And that's where Acham Ben Zion comes out. Although in a previous daily halakha we might have said 40 degrees, that's a mistake, although there's some shittot that hold like that. But the halakha we have to be mahmir. So therefore, if the liquid is less than 176 degrees, or it cooled down underneath that, which obviously you have to make experiments before Shabbat to try to know a gauge about what that is. So then if it reaches that temperature and it's still that temperature, then you have the other conditions, it would be permissible. The question that we deal with today is, what makes a tafshil, a pot of food, what makes it dry, a dry food, and what makes it a liquid food? Well, it's clear if you have a pot of rice, that's a dry food. And it's clear that if you have a pot of soup, that's liquid. But not everything is black and white like that. Because a lot of foods give off liquid. If a person has, let's say, for example, a roast. The roast is in a gravy on the bottom of the pot or the pan. So now, how do we judge when it comes to these laws over here, what's considered liquid? So, there's a Bet Yosef in Shin Yud Het, quoting Rabbeinu Yerucham. There's a big debate what Rabbeinu Yerucham wrote, because there's different texts. Some say that Rabbeinu Yerucham said that if there's any liquid, it's already a problem. I mean, dry has to be dry, like rice. Okay, and then one has to be concerned then. That means according to that, one will never be allowed to take anything from the refrigerator, for example, on Shabbat that has any liquid or something on the bottom, because me'atrotev, it's a problem. And it cooled out. There's other texts that have that he said, Rabbeinu Yerucham, if it's majority, implying that only if it's majority liquid, but if it's not majority liquid, it'll be okay. That's the way the Kaf HaHayim understood. Now that's more lenient. Now, Hakam Avadya also subscribed to that opinion, but he explained himself. That when we say majority and minority over here, we're not meaning measuring majority, minority. Clearly he says, for example, a soup, which is a soup, which has potatoes and carrots and celery and all of this stuff. You're not going to start saying, well, there's more vegetables than there is soup. It's a soup. So there was, it's not that type of majority and minority. A soup is a soup, and therefore, if it cooled down, you can never put it back. I'm not going to say, no, it's considered dry because it's a majority solids. The way he understands it is that first you look at the essence of the item. Is it a dry food or is it a liquid food? So let's take a roast. A roast by nature is a dry food. Now, of course, every food has it in moisture. And sometimes the moisture comes out of the food. But the moisture that comes out of the food is secondary to the food. In that case, over there, Achavaya would be lenient. But, for example, if you have a situation of a soup, or you have another type of item where they put a lot of gravy on the bottom, which is a separate item. Specifically, it has to be an item like a fish that sometimes when you reheat it, some moisture comes out of it. That's okay. Because even though it came out of it, it's considered from it, part of it, secondary to it. So this is a very important halakha. Many people are not aware of this. On Shabbat, they just look at the item, and although there's a lot of gravy on the bottom, they put it back. In that case over there, where it's really not from the essence of the food, one should empty it out. And then, if he wants to put it the dry item, no problem. All poskim agree that a little moisture is not a problem. For example, the rice has a little moisture maybe on it. We don't have to dry every kernel of rice before we make hazara. And therefore, one should not be so lenient just because he sees these opinions that say majority, and if you have minority liquid, it's okay. Achavaya clarified it a few times already, and that's the Acham Gim Gidon ben Moshe asked the rabbi and got the clarification, or he proved it from Achavaya's books and other books that he wrote, that Lemaaseh, if the liquid comes from the item itself, and it's a small amount, Rotem Me'at, and it's not a, then we'll be considering it permissible. But anything more than that, or separate from the item itself, or it's basting in it, or soaking in it, then already even the Hakam of Ayah will be Mahmir.